Welcome to Amplifying Leadership, a podcast where we talk leadership and all that goes with it, with guest stories, wins, and challenges. My name is Tara Lehman, and I am a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is our division. For our leadership clients, we love to support you through this podcast, tools, coaching, and more as part of our leadership services. To learn more about our leadership division and our leadership community, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Kevin Neal, speaker, John Maxwell certified leadership trainer, and a coach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tara. So glad to be here.
So why don't we start by you telling us a little bit about you and your leadership story?
Well, I guess my leadership story began early in life. I became a minister when I was 16 years old.
Oh, that's young. Yeah.
Yeah. So from that time on, I've been trying to help to build and to strengthen people. I became certified by John Maxwell in 2016. Of course, that's quite a bit after my move into ministry. But I figured at this point it was time for me to become certified. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And since then, I've been coaching and speaking and wherever I can.
That's amazing. So let me ask you, because that is, you know, a lot of people say their leadership story starts when they were a kid, but I've never heard someone of actually running something like that at such a young age of 16. Were there any challenges that you found when you were going into your leadership journey that you had to overcome?
Well, I wouldn't say that there were the challenges that you would think from outside. Mm-hmm. There's an old African proverb that says, if the enemies inside are, and I'm paraphrasing here, if there are no enemies inside, the enemies outside can't hurt you. So I think that there were challenges inside in me, feeling like I was too young to really, make a difference, feeling like I was too young to make a change. But I continued to do what I felt called to do. I really was well received by, you know, those who, I dealt with, but it was just that self-confidence, I guess, issue. Mm-hmm. That I felt that I was not old enough. I was not experienced enough to really share things that were substantial.
Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of leadership stories, you know, even when we're older and we're into leadership or moving into leadership, we feel that lack of self-confidence. Like, are people going to hear me? Are they going to follow me as a leader in the company? You know, things like that. And, you know, so it can actually happen at every age, but a young age, just at 16, is very young for people to follow, you know, the leader, so to speak. So what types of tools did you use to help entice those people to follow you as the leader? So not necessarily just church-based, but just, you know, in general as a leader.
I felt that just being real was the basis of the people being able to accept me. Mm-hmm. There are too many leadership gurus and so forth who are totally, well, they put on this facade of leadership. Mm-hmm. And you really don't know who the person is. They tell their stories, but they really give you the good parts and that's it. Mm-hmm. But I felt that if I would just be real with people, if I would just be open and honest and transparent, people will gravitate toward that. Mm-hmm. People don't want to see something that's so far that they can't reach. They don't want to see something that's shown to them that they feel that it's unattainable. Mm-hmm. And when you show them that, yes, I've had my challenges. Yes, I've gone through my struggles. Yes, I've really had some times where I wanted to give up and throw in the towel. Then they can more so see I can overcome this as well. I can deal with this as well. And that has been my mantle, I guess you could say, as I've tried to share leadership experiences and try to help people to overcome their challenges.
It's really about being authentic, isn't it?
Yes,
letting them absolutely. See your true self. And, you know, if we put on a facade, people feel and see that, really, don't they?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that is something that has been magnified with social media.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because social media is just a highlight reel of your life. You put out there the good things, but you never share the bad things. That's amazing. All you have are good things in your life. You know, that's something that I've never seen. But when people are open and honest and authentic, yes, people gravitate toward that.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts then if, you know, a leader has a challenge and they're not feeling good that day? Maybe it's a personal challenge. Maybe it's a business challenge that they don't want to share with the team, but they're clearly not there. Like, you can see their authentic self. They're upset, they're angry, frustrated, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips or suggestions on how leaders can communicate with their team in a way that they would be able to understand a little bit? Mm-hmm. Maybe they can't share it if it's confidential. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think one thing that leaders fail to do in many instances is they don't have anyone that they can share with. Mm-hmm. They've been placed in their own minds, as well as in many times their teams, on a pedestal, and they have no one there that they could really share their struggles, their hardships with. So this, all of their challenges begin to well up in them, and sooner or later it's going to explode just like a volcano.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anybody to share with. And I would say, number one, you need to have somebody that you can talk to on a level that you don't feel intimidated, on a level that you don't feel ashamed, but on a level that you feel that you're able to be vulnerable with them. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, it's ultimately going to explode in you. And that's where you hear many people having heart attacks, high blood pressure, all of these different things, strokes, because these emotions and these stressors have welled up in them, and now they have nowhere to go. And so the body takes these things on.
Yeah.
And it's devastating.
And I think, as we're both leadership coaches, and, you know, I've also built a leadership community, it is so important to have that outlet or somebody there who can understand or appreciate that you have your own set of challenges. And you're not that perfect person who everybody's looking up to, because let's be real, we're human. You know, we have our own personal challenges. We have our own struggles that in our businesses, that maybe we have that tight deadline or that big budget restriction that we're not ready to share yet because maybe we can't, or whatever those reasons are. And it really can be, you know, we do need to talk it out with somebody. So I love that you bring that up, because I think it is a very important piece that a lot of leaders miss, is getting that person who is, you know, your coach or somebody who you can talk to about your own challenges and your own stories, right? I think that's very important. So thank you for bringing that up.
Or even a group of people that you can come together with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let me ask you this. Since we're talking a little bit about communication, I'm wondering what your thoughts are around communication and being a great leader. You know, communicating when things are good, but then also communicating when we know things might be cut, like money or people. What are your thoughts in general around communication as a great leader?
Well, I think communicating is a several-tiered endeavor. Most people just try to jump into it, and either they'll hide things and then at the last minute open up, or they'll share the crux of what they're trying to get over and end up hurting a lot of people in the process. So I think one of the things that has to be considered when you're a leader is, where are the people? What level are they on? What can they handle? What can't they handle? And coming in on the level that everybody is on, rather than speaking in, what I've heard a lot of leaders do is kind of speak in riddles, and not really share the truth of what is going on. But be real with people. But come in on the level that they're on. If they can't handle the high level information that you're sharing, don't share that. Because when you're sharing high level information that they don't understand, they go out more confused than what they did when they came in. But start on the level where they are. What are their pain levels? What are their struggle levels? Deal with those. Okay, I know you're having trouble with your finances. I know you have families, you have schools that you're going to. Let's deal with them on that level. Okay, mm-hmm. How is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect my pay? How is this going to affect my education? How is this going to affect my children? Deal with them on a level that they can understand. And that's basically dealing with connecting on common ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those are some things that we all deal with. Okay. I deal with this, you deal with that. And we may deal with it on different levels, but if we come together on the common ground level, then, mm-hmm. Both the leader and the person that you're talking to, the people that you're leading, they'll get something out of the conversation. And that's one thing I think that, is lost often in communication, is that leaders often think that just because I said what I want to share, that I've communicated to them, but that's not it.
Bingo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to understand that communication is a two-way street, and both people or both parties in the communication must be able to get something out of what was communicated. Mm-hmm. So, when you share with them on the level that they can understand, come to them on common ground, then there is there's a sense of leaving the conversation with something that I can stand on, something that I can hold and be confident in.
And it's interesting when you talk, like when companies talk finance and they have these town halls and you've got the CEO or the CFO talking about these financial numbers, and everybody who, doesn't know about accounting mm-hmm. is sitting there with this like blank right. look on their face. Like, that's not talking to your audience. You need right. to talk in a way they understand it. So yeah, you're showing me that you have such and such percent of profit. What does that mm-hmm. mean? Because does that right. mean that, oh, we've made that much? Or is that like, we still have costs to come off that? Because there's so many mm-hmm. levels of finance. And right. I remember those types of meetings in my early career days and being like completely blank. What are they talking about?
Right.
So you're right. You really do truly need to talk to the audience that you have and at all levels. And if you're going to bring those big groups together, speak mm. at a level that talks to the majority of the people and then follow up if needed. Right. I mean,
right.
finances, if you're open book, it's great, but talk so they understand what the heck it means. Right.
Right. I mean, what is this going to mean in my paycheck? What is this
exactly.
going to mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Or does this mean that we're doing good or bad? Like, I don't know. Right. So, right. absolutely. I want to touch on change management a little bit because you sort of started to touch on that a little bit. When it comes to change, are there any ways that you see when you're doing your coaching or talking to leaders that is a better way to communicate change? Because I know, like, as leaders, we know about the changes early. We've accepted them already. And, we need to make sure our teams are now aware. How can we communicate that in a way, knowing that though that audience that we're talking to doesn't know about this yet? Any mm-hmm. tips for that?
Well, one thing I think is that when we talk about change, recognize that it's not easy for anybody.
Yeah.
None of us like change, but it happens. And when we deal with it on that level, I've seen situations where change was approached in a sense that, well, this is just what's going to happen, mm-hmm. whether you like it or not. This is where we are. But I've always felt that when you deal with delicate issues, when you deal with challenges, you always try to understand how the person that's receiving your communication is going to take it. Mm-hmm. How is it going to affect them? Is this something that's going to really take them through the ringer? Is this something that's really going to devastate them? Then if it is, then I need to approach it that way. Mm-hmm. And not just throw it out there and say, you take it, you know, that's just the way it is. No. How is it going to affect them? Come to them on the level that I understand this is going to be traumatic for you. I understand that this is going to be devastating for you and your family. I understand. And then bring on the change. As I said, change is not easy for anyone. Yeah, no. None of us just likes change all the time, mm-hmm. but we understand that change happens. And when we have people that are following us, people that are listening to us, people that need our guidance, we have to approach it in the way that they can receive it and not be just overwhelmed by it. Mm-hmm. Bring it to them in the sense that okay, how can we move through this step by step? How can we make this change less painful? Because mm-hmm. I know it's going to hurt a little bit. It's going to, you know, be a difficult situation for you. But how can I make it less painful for you? Mm-hmm. And then kind of discuss that with the people that you're talking to. How can we make this change? We realize that this change is going to happen, but how can we make it less painful for you? How can we make it something that you can take and not just be devastated by?
Yeah. So let's say there's layoffs coming, you know, and that's a tough change because as leaders, we, you know, I might be saying, hey, Kevin, I'm so sorry to tell you this. You're one of the ones being cut. Mm-hmm. Is there a way, any tips that you have for businesses in order to help those employees with moving on, you know, and accepting that change? Because people will be angry. They may have, like, as you mentioned earlier, things at home that maybe bills need paid, food that needs bought, right? Mm-hmm. Any tips for that? Because that is a, you know, there's a lot of change going on in the world right now. And if so, as leaders, we can help things with layoffs, for example, with employees, that could be highly beneficial to their mental health. So is there any tips out there for businesses that you can think of that you would like to share?
I think that before any communication as concerning layoffs and things of that nature take place, the leader needs to step back and say to himself or herself, how can I make this layoff less painful? What am I going to do to prepare my team, the people that work for me? How can I prepare them to take this a little better? So can I provide some training that will possibly put them in line for another position? Can I provide some opportunities maybe with other companies? Can I get other companies to take on some people that are being laid off? We can, as leaders, look at this before we present it to those that we're communicating with and find out all the things that we can do to help make the layoff less painful, rather than just throwing it out there and says, I'm sorry, there's nothing that I can do, you know, see you later. And that is definitely not the way to go. I have a personal experience with that. I was in a company that I was with for 20 years, and they had downsized, and I was in that downsizing. Mm-hmm. So I understand what happens. My company, of course, did not have that type of leadership. but what I found out is that when you help prepare people for a difficult change, it changes their outlook on that change.
Yeah.
Rather than just throwing them into the lion's den, for instance, and just saying, okay, you can handle it.
Yeah.
That's never a good thing.
I love the tips that you shared too. I mean, even providing training, if you're financially can do that, reaching out to other companies. You know, I recently had a client who was in IT, and there was a lot of you know, layoffs earlier this year. She happened to be one of them, but her company reached out to all the other competitors and said, we are having to lay off this many people. If you can take any of them, I think she had several offers. So, you know, it's just, it's amazing what you can do. If you just think of those tiny little outside of the box things, just reach out to the competitors or to someone similar and say, hey, or post it on LinkedIn and say, hey, you know, we're laying off. Is anybody out there? Right. I think, you know, things like that can be so out of the box thinking. And I love that you brought that up.
Yeah.
If you were to give our audience a key takeaway today, based on your leadership experiences and what we talked about, what would that be? What would you say?
Well, I would say it's simple as this. As a leader, you were a follower at one time. And think about how would you take the things that you are doing when you were a follower? Are you one that considers others in the way that you would, well, just basically following the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you?
Yeah.
Is that the way that you're leading? Are you leading the way that you would want to follow?
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the follower shoes, would you be looking to yourself as a great leader, or would you look at yourself as being a horrible leader?
I love that idea of that reflection and putting yourself in their shoes rather than in yours. And if that means you go out onto the floor for, you know, a few minutes to really put yourself in that spot, I think that's an excellent key takeaway. Thank you so much for that. So if any of our listeners wanted to get to know you better, learn more, or reach out to you, is there a way that they can do that online?
Sure. You can go to my website, kdneal buildsbridges.com. That's kdneal buildsbridges.com.
I love your website. Building bridges, right? That's what we do as leaders. Thank you so much for a great conversation today and a lot of great tips for our listeners.
Thank you so much, Tara. Looking forward to some great collaboration, hopefully in the future.
Yes. A big thank you to our listeners as well. We do hope you are taking away some key tips or takeaways to help you on your leadership journey today. If you are new to leadership or a seasoned leader who knows that support and developing your skills are the way to moving forward on your leadership journey, or perhaps you want to join a leadership community, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.